From Spark and Anvil and Rupture Repair, this is Grace and Levy in Chapter 1 of the Rupture Repair cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
There is a hard corner of repair that trips almost everyone, and it trips them in two opposite directions. And two gentle helpers stood at that corner, one for each way a person could stumble. Grace stood on one side, for the person who had done the hurt and was now sinking under it.
Levy stood on the other, for the person who had been hurt and wasn't sure they were allowed to still need something. Two people, two stumbles, said Grace, watching two friends work through a hard week. But it's the same trap, really. Both of them think they have to pick just one true thing, when really, both are true. Both can be true, Levy agreed. That's the whole lesson. Watch. Grace went to the first one, the girl who had said something cruel to her sister 3 days ago, apologized for it, and had been quietly drowning in it ever since. Because the girl had fallen into the trap that catches so many good-hearted people. She had decided that because she'd done a bad thing, she must be bad, all the way through, rotten to the center. And that heavy, all bad feeling sat in her chest like a stone. And it wasn't helping her repair anything. It was just crushing her. Come here, said Gray softly. Let me show you two things that are both true. One, what you said was genuinely unkind, and being sorry for it is right. And two, you are a good person who did an unkind thing. Grace let that sit. Both, at the same time. Being sorry doesn't mean you're bad. It means you care, which is the most unbad thing there is. A bad person wouldn't be drowning like this. Only someone good aches this way over a hurt they caused. Grace's voice was very warm. You don't have to choose between I did something wrong and I'm a good person. Hold both. That's not an excuse. The sorry stays real. It's just mercy. The kind you'd give a friend turned gently back on yourself. And the stone in the girl's chest didn't vanish, but it got lighter, enough to breathe under.
Then Levy went to the second one, the sister, the one who'd been hurt, who had forgiven the cruel words, but was now tangled in a trap of her own. Because the sister thought forgiving meant she had to pretend it never happened, had to fling the door wide open again and act as though there was nothing to be careful of. And something in her resisted that, and then she felt guilty for resisting, as if a real forgiveness would have no limits at all. No, said Levy, gently. Look, two things, both true. One, you've forgiven her, and you mean it. And two, you're allowed to still say, that really hurt, and I need you to not do it again. A boundary. Levy stood calm and steady. Forgiving someone is not the same as erasing what you need. You can hold warmth in one hand and a limit in the other. I forgive you, and please don't speak to me that way. Are not enemies. They can live in the very same sentence. Levy's voice stayed kind. Forgiveness that erases every boundary isn't stronger. It just leaves you unprotected. The sturdy kind keeps the warmth and keeps the limit. Both, at the same time. And the guilt in the sister loosened, because it turned out she wasn't failing at forgiveness. She was doing it the safe, whole way.
By the end of the week, the two sisters were all right. Not because one had made herself all bad and the other had erased every limit, but because each had learned to hold two true things at once. Good mercy, said Levy. Good boundary, said Grace. There is a quiet, grown-up relief in discovering that you don't have to collapse yourself to repair a relationship, that being sorry doesn't make you bad, and forgiving doesn't mean going unprotected. Repair asks you to be honest and brave and kind. It never asks you to erase yourself. Two things can be true at the same time. I did wrong, and I am good. I forgive you, and I still need this. Learning to hold both instead of crushing yourself down to just one, is what lets a person mend hard things without breaking their own heart in the process.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Grace and Levy. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.